Doctors and researchers have made great strides in treating patients with a variety of cancers, but when it comes to aftercare, not so much. But as we're about to find out, that situation is changing. I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're talking about cancer rehabilitation. I recently had a chance to sit down with Vicki Hireman, the Rehabilitation Services Manager for the St. Joseph Health System here in Central Kentucky, and I asked her, what is cancer rehabilitation?
Well, cancer rehabilitation is learning how to live to the fullest that you can live. A lot of times, cancer survivors are told to go back to work or to just go and do, and they're not given all the tools that they can be given.
As a matter of fact, the St. Joseph Health System is the first Kentucky system certified by the STAR certification, which stands for Survivorship, Training, and Rehabilitation. This is all-inclusive care of a patient who has been treated for cancer, looking at all sorts of things like occupational therapy, physical therapy, pain treatment, nutritional therapy, and others.
We work on things like decreasing pain, lessening their fatigue, improving their balance in walking. Some patients get peripheral neuropathy. We work with them on that, increasing their strength. We also do lymphedema for patients who might have swelling due to lymphedema in their arm and their leg. We have a certified therapist that do that also. We can work with memory, concentration, other problems that might come along with chemo brain, trying to achieve just a better quality of life.
For both a personal and professional perspective on the STAR program, I contacted Dr. Julie Silver of Harvard University. She's a physical medicine and rehabilitation specialist and a cancer survivor.
I was in my 30s and I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And when I was diagnosed, I felt really good. And like so many cancer survivors, my cancer was picked up on a test. And I went into treatment feeling very good. And by the time I was finished with treatment, I was really, really sick.
Dr. Silver comes by her interest in cancer rehabilitation honestly, given her experience or lack thereof in her own cancer treatment.
And at the end of treatment, my oncologist said, okay, you need to go home and try to heal. And if you're able to, return to work at some point. And I sat there and thought, wow, I love my oncologist and the cancer care was wonderful, but I realized we had a lot of work to do in terms of helping survivors to heal. And that's really where cancer rehabilitation fits in.
For too long, cancer aftercare has been more like an afterthought, but no more. Cancer treatment of the whole person does not end after the surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. There's still a lot of work to be done, and now it's beginning to be done.
You know, if you've been in a car accident, if you've had a stroke, a hip replacement, even an ankle sprain, you get rehab. Of course, cancer survivors should. Then, you know, everyone sort of says, aha, of course. But there's a lot between understanding that, knowing that, and actually implementing that care in a best practices way that insurance will cover and getting good outcomes so that patients actually get better. There's a lot between that aha moment and actually delivering the care.
With Health News You Can Use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical information to the community. You can hear some of his past interviews at wuky.org.